Despite reports of spreading violence, India's Orissa State Christians are returning. Bolivia's poll unites some, divides others, and one man's marathon training brings South Africans to Christ. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Orissa State, India is still reeling from recent weeks of violence against Christians. However, churches reopened this past week despite the fact that thousands are still afraid to go home. Worldwide Christian Schools' Scott Vanderkoy says their partners have returned to the school and orphanage after fleeing for their lives.
The leader of that school project is also a pastor. So his family was on the target list. As of today, things are operating not as normal, but they are operating.
Although church leaders were targeted, Vanderkoy notes that Christian school ministries seem to have enjoyed a unique protection.
A lot of Hindus send their children to these Christian schools. These schools are very much a part of their community, and typically their communities, even though they may be predominantly Hindu, recognize value from those Christian schools. So far, these Christian schools seem to be kept safe.
Next, Bolivia President Evo Morales' efforts to reform the country are meeting with staunch opposition. The country erupted with riots and strikes following a national referendum. Bright Hope International's Mark Lennox says Morales is demanding another vote in December.
He's put a hold on the Congress and is taking more and more control of the country. And so some people are scared that it's going to go more of a dictator, and they're talking about rewriting the Constitution.
This is an issue of great concern for ministries because
he's a little more of a socialist government, and he has actually threatened kicking all the missionaries out of the country. And so some of the missionaries I met that were from the U.S. there for 30 years, and now they're looking at having to leave.
Keep praying as Bright Hope continues to grow in uncertain times.
We just started to get back into Bolivia because Bolivia is one of the poorest countries in the Americas, and it's got a lot of abject poverty. And so there were some great projects that I was able to visit, and as a Bright Hope, we're really excited about getting behind.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Thousands of Serbian children are living in orphanages, foster care, and dormitories. Many are isolated by disabilities and separated from nurturing homes. Few will ever hear about Christ. Transworld Radio Europe is doing something about it with Grandma Vera storytelling on CD. TWR's Drasko Jenovic says it's a series of 52 30-minute Bible story programs for blind, disabled, and illiterate children.
These stories are prepared for children 4 to 10 with the Bible stories that it is close to them. All texts would be made by people from Serbia, so not translated from English or some other languages.
Jenovic says they have 25 scripts written, but funding is needed before production can begin. He says these kids are truly unreached.
Most of them absolutely has no clue about Jesus, about salvation, and that these children need someone who loves them. We want to show them that they have Heavenly Father.
Listen to the entire interview at missionnetworknews.org. Next, City Team Ministries was still in the thick of cleaning up after Hurricane Katrina when they evacuated their volunteers for Hurricane Gustav. Just as quickly, they returned to help people recover their belongings and continue the rebuilding process. Some families are still in their FEMA trailers, and others want to save what they can in their new homes. City Team is partnering with Hands Teams in Mississippi for storing donated building supplies. Volunteers are needed. And Sammy Tippett was training for the Greek Marathon while visiting churches in South Africa. Upon asking about a running path, some students said he could use their school track, but asked that he also speak to their whole school, 2,500 students. He did, and many of the students came to Christ. Through Sammy Tippett Ministries, he and others were speaking for Heart Cry conferences and hopes to begin revival and spark a prayer movement in South Africa. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Book of Hope International is making available the DVD Commission. This inspiring DVD will show you young lives transformed by God's Word and how you can make a worldwide impact. Get your free commission DVD at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.